Hi, this is Sydney Barrows, and welcome to the program, The Power of Your Story. This is the first audio in Module 1, Escape from the Power of Your Story. Your story is a collection of things you've heard, seen, and experienced during your life, most particularly the first 7 to 10 years of your life, and the assumptions, beliefs, and expectations your subconscious mind has created about them. As this story develops over the years, your subconscious adds to it those items that supports the story and tends to ignore those that don't. The bits and pieces that make up your story, and over the years are added to the story, may have been taken out of context, may be misconstrued or misunderstood, and they don't necessarily make sense. So what you often end up with is elements in your story that aren't even true. Your story is what you tell yourself about who you are and who you are not, what you can do and what you cannot do, what you should do and what you should not do, as well as what you are expected to do and are not expected to do, and what you can expect and not expect from yourself, other people, and from your life in the future. Your story shapes how you live your life every day, the decisions you make, the choices you make, how you react and respond to different people, situations, circumstances, what you believe you deserve or aren't worthy of. I mean, the list just goes on and touches every area of your life. And eventually, the stories you tell yourself the most frequently or that produce the biggest emotional charge, those stories become part of your identity. They migrate from your subconscious mind to your ego, which is the part of your subconscious mind where your identity is located. And once that happens, it is difficult, if not impossible, to dislodge or delete that element of your identity on your own. So if you feel stuck, if you're unable to move away from a life that you don't like into one that you do, and if you're having difficulty creating a life that's right and authentic for you, it's because the elements of your story that have become your identity just will not allow it. Clearings in this module remove the primary energies that support, maintain, and defend the rightness of your story as it pertains to the subject of that module. Now, you might hear some things that you don't believe apply to you. However, since you have no way of knowing what's, really going on in your subconscious mind, please relax and let those negative thoughts and feelings go. If something doesn't apply to you, nothing will happen. Now, the only other time that nothing will happen is if there are other energies that are holding in place specific energies in the clearing. The only way to deal with this is in a private session. But just remember, all the other energies will clear. It's just those specific energies that don't. Now, when I do the clearings, you'll hear me use the words me or my, not you or yours, because that's more effective. Your subconscious mind thinks of itself as me, not you, right? So that's why it's done that way. Okay, before we get started, please be sure to have a bottle or a glass of water nearby, and please pause this recording while you do this if you don't already have water within reach. Welcome back. Remember, your body needs water to help flush out the negative energies that we're about to clear. Now, if you're serious about getting the most out of this MP3, the most effective thing you can do right now is to stop whatever else you're doing, find a comfortable spot where you won't be disturbed, and simply sit there and just be. Please make sure there are no electronic devices, magazines, or anything else around to disturb or distract you. It's not enough to mute your cell phone, especially if it lights up and you can see the screen, so please put it in a drawer, under a cushion, or better yet, in another room. Your subconscious will note your commitment to receiving the maximum possible benefits from this recording when you do this. If you're driving, do not listen to this audio. I'll be entraining you to a theta brainwave state, which will negatively impact your ability to react and respond to what's going on. For the same reason, you should not be using a knife or doing anything else that might pose a danger to your safety if you are not paying close attention to it. The energies have been encoded into the recording and will be active whenever it's a more appropriate time for you to listen to it. You'll hear me ask for your permission before facilitating a clearing or a download, and no energy shift can or will take place without your express permission. Source will not do an energy shift without your permission, which is why you must say yes each time I ask. Please say it out loud. It's fine to say it softly. And if you can remember, say it with enthusiasm and with a smile on your face and in your heart. It's also very helpful to set the intention, and this does not have to be out loud, that you intend to benefit in the highest and best way from whatever it is that you're saying yes to. Okay, by this time you should be in a more comfortable place with no screens of any kind or other distractions around. Please relax and focus on your breath and gently breathe in and out. In and out. In and out. Relax even more and sink down into your heart space, wherever that feels right for you. You cannot do this incorrectly. Your heart space is wherever you think it is, wherever feels right for you. Continue to breathe in and out. In and out. As you sink even further and further, deeper and deeper down into your heart space, breathing in and out. Now please give me your permission to connect with you energetically by saying yes, and give me a few moments to do that. Now we'll clear the first set of negative energies that do not allow you to escape from the power of your story. Anything that supports the energies of judgment, criticism, humiliation, and shame that are ready to be released, that do not allow me to escape from the power of my story. Anywhere and everywhere these energies exist, release them now. If I have your permission, please say yes and give me a few moments to complete this. Now we'll clear the next set of energies. Anything that supports the energies of anger, bitterness, hate, and resentment that are ready to be released, that do not allow me to escape from the power of my story. Anywhere and everywhere these energies exist, release them now. If I have your permission, please say yes and give me a few moments to complete this. Now I'm going to ask Source to replace the energies that were just cleared with positive and empowering energies which Source selects specifically for you at this time. It is commanded to download and allow energies that serve your highest and best good in the highest and best way at this time, and for this to be completed now. If I have your permission, please say yes and give me a few moments. Now we'll clear the next set of energies. Anything that supports the energies of thoughts, overwhelm, depression, and grief that are ready to be released, that do not allow me to escape from the power of my story. Anywhere and everywhere these energies exist, release them now. If I have your permission, please say yes, and please give me a few moments to complete this. Now we'll clear the next set of energies. Anything that supports the energies of longing, frustration, obsession, and misunderstandings that are ready to be released, that do not allow me to escape from the power of my story, anywhere and everywhere these energies exist, release them now. If I have your permission, please say yes and give me a few moments to complete it. Now we'll clear the last set of energies in this MP3. Anything that supports the energies of dark energies, repressed energies, contracted energies, and fear energies that are ready to be released, that do not allow me to escape from the power of my story. Anywhere and everywhere these energies exist, release them now. If I have your permission, please say yes and give me a few moments to complete this. Now I'm going to ask Source to replace those energies that were just cleared with positive and empowering energies, which Source selects specifically for you at this time. Which means that if you listen to this MP3 or any of the others again, the energies that you receive might be a little bit different than the energies you received the first time, the second time, etc. It is commanded to download and allow energies that serve your highest and best good in the highest and best way at this time, and for this to be completed now. If I have your permission, please say yes and give me a few moments to complete it. Now we're going to finish up by resetting your reality now that you're free from the negative energies that weren't serving you so that you can experience a new reality, living your life free of those energies and with the new positive and empowering energies that you just received. It is commanded to activate a vibrational reset in the highest and best way for you to reflect all of the energy shifts that you just experienced and for this to be completed now. If I have your permission to do this, please say yes and give me a few moments. Okay, let's wrap it up. Please sit quietly for several minutes and do drink some water. As I said before, water helps your body flush out the old energies. So drink as much as you can for the next day or two. And hopefully some of you may have felt energy leaving or coming into your body or your energy fields. You may feel lighter. You may feel better about yourself. Maybe you feel better about your situation in some way. But you know what? If you feel nothing at all, and many of you won't, that's okay. It does not mean that nothing happened. It just means that you didn't physically feel it. Now, some of you may notice a shift in how you're thinking or feeling or acting within the next several hours or perhaps the next several days. You know, everybody's different. And I just want to tell you that it does creep up on you. Don't expect some kind of sudden jolt or for things to suddenly be different. It just doesn't work that way. It would be nice if it did, but it doesn't. And again, continue to drink lots and lots of water. If your body feels like it needs some extra sleep, most people do feel like they need extra sleep. Please do that if you can. It frequently does take one or more sleep cycles before a lot of people begin to notice any changes. So sleep is important. It's like rebooting your computer, actually, in a way. And now I'm going to disconnect from you energetically. So please give me a moment to do this. And please, please resist the urge to listen to the next MP3 right away. Ideally, it should be, or, you know, you should take it 2 or 3 weeks in between each MP3. I know that's asking a lot, but at the very least, please leave 3 to 4 days. Now, I know there are some of you who aren't going to pay any attention, and you're going to binge listen to all the MP3s in the program, but I have to be honest with you, not only is this a bad idea because it will overload your system, it's actually a waste of time. I mean, your body can only process so much energy at one time, and it rejects and won't process more energies than it can handle. So, if you're someone who typically binge listens to energy recordings and you're not experiencing the kind of results you're hoping for or expecting, that's a very good part of the reason. So I want to thank you so much for participating in this program, and I'd love to hear from you about your experiences. My work is heart-based and always done with the intention that it serves your highest and best good. And you can reach me by emailing fhtj@myhighestbestself.com. That's fhtj@myhighestbestself.com. Please feel free to write with any questions that come up or any comments you might have. I'm really looking forward to hearing from you. Thank you so much for listening, and enjoy these new energies, and also enjoy being free of the old ones. This is Sydney Barrows wishing you a wonderful new reality.